Hello and welcome to Feminine Fire, a podcast where spirituality meets soulful business strategy. I'm your host, spiritual life and business coach, Bec Cazillo, here to help you ignite your inner fire and step into the highest vision for your life and business. Join me as we explore what it takes to get out of your own way, uplevel your worth, master your mindset, and build the spiritual business of your dreams. If you're a spiritual woman ready to create a life and business that truly sets your soul on fire, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. This is Feminine Fire.
Hey, 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 and welcome to today's episode that I have titled The Biggest Barrier to Growth and Why You Need to Get Over Your Own BS. Now, I know that this title is brutal, I know, but I am going to speak to it from personal experience as well. So I think that makes it okay. I am calling myself out here as much as I might be calling out you. And if you love a good backstory, today I'm diving into the earlier days of my business journey and sharing a whole lot that I've never shared before, some of which feels a little vulnerable to share, if I'm honest. So strap yourself in for a spicy episode. I am bringing the fire today, which seems appropriate considering we are heading into Aries season this week, the best season. And thank the goddess we are, because Pisces season is always such an emotional roller coaster. I don't know about you, but I've been feeling it. Emotions have been running high in my household, and I know with many of my clients too. So today, this Aries woman is here to light a fire under you and get you moving just in time for the start of Aries season. My aim today is to help you get out of your own way and just cut the crap. Because honestly, we are our own worst enemies sometimes. Like, stop cock blocking yourself, stop making things harder than they have to be, stop making excuses. If you have been feeling like things are hard, maybe you're not where you want to be in business, or you feel like you quote unquote should be further along than where you are, I want to chat about this. Because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are likely a high achieving, go-getting woman. You know you've got incredible gifts to share. You know you are here to create an impact, and you've already got so much knowledge. Like, you are a capable human being. You back yourself, you trust yourself. But here's the thing, because of that, because you're capable and independent and empowered and driven, you might also feel like you should be able to do this on your own. Like, you've got something to prove. You should be able to build your business, grow your business, scale, do all of the things, because you've got this, right? You don't need anyone else. And I know you might be thinking this because I see you, I feel you, I was you. Here's what I know about that. To put it bluntly, thinking you should be able to do everything on your own is stunting your business growth. And I know this because this was me. You may have heard me share before that if there is one thing I could change about my business journey, I would have invested in a business coach earlier. I didn't invest in a business coach, not properly anyway, until about 3.5 years into my business. Now, I've shared this on the podcast before and in other places, but what I haven't shared a lot is the backstory and why I did that. Like, what was actually driving that decision to not invest? What was holding me back from getting that support that in retrospect, I so obviously needed? And I want to caveat this with, I am in no way making myself wrong about that. And I do believe it is all part of the journey. And I learned so much during that time in my business when I was going it alone. But perhaps if I'd heard a podcast like this, I would have moved through all of that BS so much faster. And I'm sharing now what I needed to hear then. So let me paint a picture for you. I started my business in March 2016. Yes, 8 years ago. I literally celebrated my business birthday on the weekend just gone. Happy business birthday to me. 8 years. I cannot believe it. Now, back then in 2016, I was working full-time in the community sector. I was studying interior design at night, 2 days a week. I was a food and travel blogger on the side, and I had recently completed my training as a Reiki healer. So I had a very full plate. I had a lot going on. Perfect time to start a business, right? I remember the conversation with my husband where I was like, I think I want to start making candles. And he was like, maybe you should finish your interior design diploma first. And then, of course, because he knew me so well, he bought a candle making kit online that we tested out together and we got started. He knew that there was no way I was going to wait on this. When I want to do something, I do it. So I started my business at that time and I was doing pretty much everything myself, as so many of us do when we're starting out. I built my website. I had my brother design my logo. He also designed my first candle labels when I did launch that. And I first started doing Reiki healing. So that was my first offering in my business. And I was doing them on the weekends out of my one bedroom apartment. So I would kick Matt out of our one bedroom apartment. I would set the massage table up in our living room. I would create beautiful sacred space. And I was operating out of that space. I was operating out of our one bedroom apartment. Who knows what Matt was doing at that time, but he certainly was not at home. So that's how my business started. I then launched the candles. So once I kind of played with the candles, made candles for friends, I was like, you know what? This could be fun to sell. And so I put together a launch party at a cafe that one of my friends owned, and I invited all of my friends and family. I invited my blogging influencer friends who posted about it and shared it far and wide. And so we were off and running. I was doing Reiki healings. I was selling candles. I was in business. Now, reflecting back on it, it was actually so fun. I loved it. But I was doing everything myself in between all of the other shit I had going on. And I was piecing together a strategy based on what I already knew and what I could learn from free webinars, trainings, the online courses that I'd taken myself, and what I was seeing others doing online. But it wasn't particularly cohesive or strategic. It was very ad hoc. You know, I was pulling all of these things together and just hoping something worked. But here's what I did have going for me. As a blogger, I'd already built two websites for my blog, so building my first website for my business was pretty easy. I'd also been dabbling in food and travel photography by this point, so I could take some pretty good quality photos, which is important when you have a product-based business. And I'd also been on social media for a number of years for my blog. I'd been a content creator. So building something online wasn't new for me. I had some skills in that space. I'd also been watching and witnessing my mum build up her spiritual business that she started when I was in my late teens. So I was in my mid-20s when I started my business. In 2016, I was 25. So mum had been in business for quite a few years at that point, and I'd been helping her out with her branding and her photos and her social media for a lot of that time. Mum was essentially my first business coaching client. We just didn't necessarily call it that at that time. So all of that to say, I wasn't going into my business blind. I had some skills, I had some knowledge, I knew some things. And while there were many advantages to that, it also meant that I thought I knew more than I did. Now, maybe that's a little harsh, but because I had this experience and these skills that were definitely transferable and definitely gave me a good leg up, I also felt like I should be able to do it on my own. So that's what I did. I did everything on my own. I pieced together a strategy based on pulling bits and pieces from everywhere, and I built my business up. I did get to a point 18 months after starting my business where I could quit my day job and go full time. I'd gotten to that point and I was celebrating so big. And that was a massive turning point for me because that's when I went all in on coaching and mentoring. Up until that point, I'd been selling my candles, doing Reiki healings, running women's circles and workshops, and I knew that when I went full time that I would have the time and space to take the business in a more sustainable direction. So I trained as an NLP performance coach, I started my Facebook group, I ran my first ever online challenge, and then my first ever short online group program, and from there I launched my one-to-one coaching offer. And still, I was doing everything on my own. I think at this point, I'd invested in a couple of short courses here and there, and I did have one one-to-one session with a friend who had just launched her business coaching offer. But for the most part, it was me and my laptop in my one-bedroom apartment doing it all on my own. Coasting along, doing okay, but not great. And the reason I didn't invest in support sooner is because I honestly felt like I didn't need the help. I knew the things, I'd learnt the things, I'd taught myself the things, I just needed to implement the things that I already knew. And that's the key right there, implementation. Trust me, you can know a lot about how to build an online business, the strategies that are available to you, the different business models, types of offers, platforms, how to create content, etc., etc. But if you're not implementing that in a strategic way that drives results, if you don't have someone who can reflect back to you where your blind spots are, if you're trying all the things, hoping that something sticks, that you finally hit those goals and reach that place in your business where it's sustainable and abundant, I mean, the quote, "What got you here won't get you there," comes to mind. This was me at this point in time. I was building some good foundations and some solid business assets, but I was also doing too much. I didn't have a solid idea of who my ideal client was. I wasn't dialed in on my genius yet. I had a lot of different offers, a lot of things going on, and I was working with clients, but I was doing too many things, and there wasn't an overall cohesion to my business or my business model. Now, if you've heard me talk about my story before, you might already know what comes next. This is the part of my story that I share most often because I finally invested in the ongoing support of a coach right after my first son, Noah, was born. He was 6 or 7 weeks old when I joined a high-level 6-month mastermind. I remember it felt wild at the time to be making that investment at that point. It was the most I had ever spent on myself and my business before, and I was a first-time mum with a newborn baby, like wild, but it also felt so right. Going into maternity leave, I'd already decided that my business was getting a glow up. I was working with a designer to up-level my branding, and I had just finally reached that point where I was sick of my own BS. I knew that the mindset I have of, I should be able to just do all of this on my own, was holding me back. That was late 2019. So 3.5 years into my business, I finally invested in a coach. And following on from there, with the support of my coach, I got much clearer on not just who I was here to serve, but also how I could build out my business model to be more sustainable. My business went through a massive evolution the following year. In 2020, I went all in on supporting all of the spiritual business owners in my community, and there were quite a few, to move their businesses online during COVID. And I came out the other side of that year having had my biggest year in business ever, which blew my mind. 2020 was a challenging year for the entire world. I was a new mum, and I had just exploded my business. But I didn't do it alone. I had finally gotten over myself and invested in the support that would help me bring together everything I already knew in a way that was strategic and made sense for me, my personality, my values, my expertise, and the season of life that I was in. That was the missing piece for me. I did know a lot, but I couldn't necessarily see how to bring all of that together and implement it in a way that drove the results I wanted. I was stuck at a certain level and I couldn't get past that. And the mindset that I quote unquote should be able to do it on my own was the thing that was keeping me there. And I have used that word so many times in this episode, the word should. And every time I've shared it, it's in air quotes because that word is a sign that something is amiss, that we need to be questioning our mindset here. If you feel like you should be doing something, then let's look at that. I felt like I should be able to do it on my own, and I see this in other spiritual business owners all the time. I needed to get over that and get out of my own way, invest in support, use that support, and lo and behold, when I did that, I hit that next level. Now, I know I'm a business coach, so I'm obviously a fan of having a business coach, and I am still working with that same business coach 4.5 years later. Shout out to you, Ellie. But I'm sharing this with you because I know that I'm not alone in this experience. I have now supported hundreds of women in my 8 years in business as a coach, as a healer, as a sacred space holder. And I know that as women, the biggest barrier to growth and reaching our goals is most often staring back at us in the mirror. And as high-achieving, go-getting women, we have this tendency to want to prove ourselves, like, look at me doing this thing all on my own. I don't need anyone else. But newsflash, there are no awards for doing it on your own. There are no gold stars for doing it on your own. You are just making things harder for yourself and pushing out that timeline by thinking you, quote unquote, should be able to do it. And I know you know things. I know you have a wealth of knowledge, but you don't have to do it alone. To give you an analogy here, often my clients will say to me when I've just done some copy review for them, you know, I've looked at a sales page or at an email sequence or something that they've written, they'll be like, Beck, you are just so good at putting what I want to say into words that make sense. And yes, I will 100% take that compliment because I love doing it and I am good at it. But also, it is actually just so much easier to write copy for someone else. I have this conversation with my content manager, Taryn, all the time. When it's your own work, you're often too close to it to be able to edit it properly. The same is true when it comes to business strategy more broadly. Having that outside perspective to help you see things differently and reflect things back to you and see your blind spots and pull what you already know together in a way that makes your magic shine and brings you closer to your vision, that's what a good business coach does. So in a nutshell, and I say this with so much love, the biggest barrier to your growth right now is likely you and your own BS. You don't need to do it alone. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. If you want to collapse the timeline around getting the results you want, finally having that six-figure year, finally creating consistent 10K months, finally creating the freedom and lifestyle that you desire, get support. Don't sleep on this. And if you are like, yes, Beck, this is speaking to me and I am ready, then come and jump into my DMs at Beck_Cazillo on Instagram. The doors to the next round of the Spiritual Business Mastermind are open. This is my 6-month mastermind for spiritual women who are ready to scale their businesses and grow to consistent 10K plus months while staying grounded in their values, spirituality, and purpose. It is perfect for you if you are at that point that I was. You know, I'd built some of those foundations, but I was stuck at a certain level and I was not getting anywhere fast. If that is you, let's chat. Over our 6 months together, I'll walk alongside you as your coach and your mentor. I'll help you bring together what you already know, create a bespoke strategy and an action plan tailored to you and your business, and then support you in the actual execution and implementation of that plan. So you get the ongoing mindset support, the strategy perspective, and the accountability to help you actually start moving on those big business goals. And I just really want to level with you and make it really clear that I know that when you're scaling to six figures, that's when it's the hardest to invest because it feels like such a big decision. You feel like you're working with less. It feels way stretchier than what you're comfortable with. And I know because that's exactly how I felt when I signed up to that first mastermind. But I also know that this is the time where it's the difference between the people who go it alone and the people who invest. Like if you want to grow and create those results, a coach is going to help you get there faster. And I would absolutely love to have you in the Spiritual Business Mastermind. But no matter what, like please get yourself in a mastermind, get a coach. The choice is yours. One is going to prohibit your growth and one is going to catapult it. And I know the decision I would be making if I could do it all over again. So as I said, if the Spiritual Business Mastermind is for you, let's do this. The link to find out more is beckcazillo.com/mastermind, or you can slide on into my DMs on Instagram. Let's have a chat. As I said, you can find me at beck_Cazillo. I am here to answer your questions and support you in this decision. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. Either way, I realize that today's episode was a bit of a fiery one. So if this has sparked something in you, please come and let me know. If you were like, Beck, that was freaking harsh and I feel personally attacked, I love you. Come on over and we can chat about that too. I just honestly want you to succeed. I am in the business of supporting spiritual women to build and grow and scale abundant businesses that they love. I want you to win. I want to see you move and get unstuck and take your magic to a whole new level because you're incredible and you've got so much magic to share and I want you to live a fucking good life. Okay, that is it. That is me signing off. Thank you so much for listening in today. I love you and I hope you have a magical day and week, and I will see you next time on the Feminine Fire podcast.